Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Chris Brown faces possible jail time after a judge revoked his probation in connection with his conviction in the beating of his former girlfriend, Rihanna. Brown's alleged failure to hand over his driver's license and insurance information to another driver after a minor traffic crash in May triggered the probation revocation, but the singer will remain free until a trial is held. He's due back in court August 16th and could face up to 5 years in jail. In related news, Chris Brown is facing further opposition over his upcoming concert in Canada after the city's mayor criticized organizers for hiring him to headline the show. Brown was the top act at the upcoming Energy Rush concert on August 31st, but his inclusion has been met with negative reaction. Not only has telecommunication firm Roger Communication, one of the show's main sponsors, canceled their support, but a petition on change.org titled Stop Chris Brown Headlining Energy Rush garnered more than 800 signatures in 2 days. Stevie Wonder told a crowd that he won't perform in Florida until the state repeals its Stand Your Ground laws, effectively boycotting any state with similar legislations on its books. I decided today that until the Stand Your Ground law is abolished in Florida, I will never perform there again, the singer said. As a matter of fact, wherever I find the law exists, I will not perform in that state or in that part of the world. He also told the crowd that they can get involved by letting their voices be heard and voting for change and equality for everyone. Rapper Lil Wayne has decided to edit out the images of him trampling the American flag during his music video shoot last month. Wayne caught lots of flack during the video shoot for God Bless America when a giant American flag was dropped on the ground only to be walked all over by Wayne. 6 medical workers were fired for allegedly trying to access medical records from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A., the hospital where Kim Kardashian gave birth last month. Hospital officials said that medical records from 14 patients, including Kim, were inappropriately accessed.